That's our fault.
Yeah, Kristen, yes. You're talking about line 48.
Okay, let me get back into that line. Yeah, 48.
Okay, well, this is the budget, and what NETA has presented to you is the actual plus the projections, right? Is that correct, Anita?
Yeah. Right. Well, okay.
Right. Well, this is what the budget done before there were actuals.
Yes, right. I understand. All right. I understand this is from September, yeah. But, yeah. All right, so you're saying you were just projecting, stuff that just turned out to be lower, and it's all turned out to be higher. Is that it?
Right, yeah. I mean,
okay.
If I were doing this whole thing now, I mean, obviously I'd have 6 months under my belt to be able to project. But I didn't have that in September.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Question?
Thank you, Arpal. Is that a request for information, Beth, or?
I guess so. I mean,
if so, you would take precedence over the stack. Otherwise, we have a stack.
Okay, then put me on the stack. Thank
you. Okay. I think Sharon was next.
I don't have a question right now, actually. Thanks.
Go ahead. Oh, you don't have a question, did you say?
No, I don't. Our Paul's question actually kind of answered some of my questions. So good.
Very good. All right. Thank you. Well, I can't read my own handwriting.
Is probably Chris.
Linden. Is it Linden?
Okay. Well, I was on the stack, but I'm not sure if I was.
Yeah,
before or after Chris.
I read my scroll
okay.
Now. It's you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Clark, for the spreadsheet. And I fully understand why you would reformat everything so it's just value so nobody could make any changes nefariously. I do wish that I could see some of these numbers, though. I wish they were bigger or I could increase the size of the print or the columns.
Tell me
but
about it.
Well, I don't know. Why can't you?
Well, you can if
okay. Well,
if
we can talk. We can talk about that later. Most of them
yeah.
I can read in the formula
yeah.
box. But I am interested in. You talked about reducing your telephone costs because that's
yeah.
something that's near and dear to the heart of some of us at KPFT. And how many people do you have that in the station, you know, that you have to support with phones?
I mean, they come and go. We have, at any one given time, we have about 35, 40 people on payroll. But total, grand total of unpaid staff and so on, we have like 250.
Yeah, but I mean, in
yeah.
the station at one time, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I mean, let's see. I would
20,
say
30.
Probably at one given time, 40. I would say.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
We got rid of everything that was unnecessary a few years ago. We had, I begged our previous chief engineer to review all of our phone bills. We were just, it just hurt me so bad to pay AT&T thousands and thousands of dollars. And when he left, when he retired, we just went to town on it. And, like, for example, we don't have ISDN lines anymore. Those, and I am not a technical person, so I cannot speak in technicalities, but, or in technical speak, but it's something called IDPTL or something like that. And it has just reduced our numbers just exponentially.
Yeah, we got rid of our ISDN line, which saves
yeah.
us like $1,400 a month. But
yeah.
but we do.
Yeah.
But so if you could give me the name of this person, of this genius,
sure.
I'd appreciate that.
Well, everybody wants to write this down. His name is Brian David, and he can be found at Brian D at kpfa.org.
Is that
it's Brian?
Uh-huh. Brian, Brian, D as in David, that's his last name, Brian David, at kpfa.org.
Well, okay, maybe it's a little late, but this is an open call, so I don't know if he'll appreciate that.
It's on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you done, Lyndon?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you very much.
Okay. Who is next on the stack?
Maybe me.
I think it was probably me.
Who's me?
I think it was Teresa, then Chris Corey.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, actually, I have myself next before Chris and I have again something I can't read. Apologize. Must be Teresa. Go ahead, Teresa.
I just wondered if you could tell us just real quickly how you came up with this budget. Didn't you have the whole LSB sit down and work on this budget together? It didn't go to a finance committee and then go to the LSB, right?
I have done the budgets for 11 years, and then I presented to the LSB, and then I presented to the NFC, and I've never had the pleasure of presenting it to the PNB, but this is the way it's been done since I've been around.
Okay, because I was told that that the whole LSB worked on it together on a Saturday, that it didn't go to a finance committee first. It went straight to the LSB.
We have workshops. You know, so I have people come into like a workshop and they ask questions ahead of time before I present the final budget, or, you know, we talk about things.
Good. Thank you very much for that.
Uh-huh.
Is that it, Teresa?
That's it.
And I can confirm now that my scroll did say Teresa. So I was next on the stack. And I want to ask you a further question about Brian David.
Sure.
And it has to do with a question that I've been asking repeatedly about what is sometimes known in economic or, you know, capitalist economic circumstances, economies of scale. And that
sure.
is how, by using another way of saying it in, for example, in municipalities, is shared services. And you can achieve lower costs by sharing services with other organizations or bodies, you know, that are similar or a part of your overall organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if you would think that possibly by perhaps having Brian David or otherwise sharing information, first of all, but also sharing services with the other stations where we could achieve some overall network savings instead of, you know, each of us being in our own silos, sharing information, sharing services to achieve savings by increasing the volume. For example, with call centers, I believe now that we're in the COVID era, we're all the stations are using call centers, and yet I believe we're probably all using different call centers, and the call centers operate on a per minute basis, and you know they charge you per minute. And if we had more volume and we had more, you know, if we combined the stations to achieve greater numbers, we could possibly arrive at lower costs. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, sorry, who's talking? Who's this asking?
This is James. I'm the chair of the committee.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. James, that is something that I think is a huge detriment for Pacifica, is that we don't work together. KPFA, I mean, it sounds like I'm just being snotty, and I don't mean to be. I am so proud of KPFA. We work so hard at doing everything we do. I know nothing about radio and I know nothing about technology, but I am proud of the fact that everybody always looks for the better, stronger, cheaper, you know, most economic way. And when it comes to, like, as an example, the call center, yes, you're right. It should be that way. It should be, we do that with our medical expenses. Even though KPFA pays their own, we are still under the umbrella of Pacifica with Health Trust, who's a broker who does our medical and dental expenses, coverage. And that's how we get the cheaper price, even though in Northern California, it is not cheap. It's about $2,400 per family. A month, and we pay it 100% for our employees. With that said, our biggest problem, to be very honest, is Pacifica as a whole. We have been denied leases because of Pacifica. We have been denied a cheaper cost because of Pacifica. We have been terminated from a different call center because other stations did not pay their bills and they were like, sorry, you're part of Pacifica, we won't do business with you. So the biggest obstacle I see is just trying to get past that part of it, right? You know, that old saying that by the sins of your brother type of thing, that's what's happened. But if we could do that, I'm all for it. We've had many executive directors who have asked our general manager and our PD to help other stations, but nobody seems to bite. Nobody seems to want to work with KPFA, and I hate to say that because we want to share as all the wealth of knowledge that there is at this station. We have people, we have paid people who have been with us. Chris Welch has been with us for, I want to say, 48 years. Eileen Alcindari has been with us since 1979. Our engineer at the transmitter, he has been with us, paid with KPFA since 1960. And he was, he knew Lou Hill and worked with Pacifica on a volunteer basis. And I say all of that because there is a wealth of knowledge and experience that could be had to help with the whole network. So, sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now.
Well, thank you for that spirit of cooperation. We appreciate that. And I'll remember everything you said about shared services. That's very good. Chris, you're next.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Kevin, who Maria mentioned earlier. He's doing according to everybody I've talked to, a really excellent job in his new position. So since he's been there since November, so I expect good things out of him to come, and I continue to enjoy the improving numbers that I'm seeing in his department. I would also say that I've been working, first as treasurer and since then at the national level with Maria off and on regarding the budgets. Always found her budgets to be conservative. I mean that in the proper accounting sense, not in any sort of a political sense. She undershoots numbers consistently on the revenue side and overshoots them on the expense side, and that is extremely helpful to the organization because it means that when the actuals come out, that they reflect positively on the budget instead of negatively. So that's good. It's not an overly optimistic budget from Rhea. I can't remember that ever happening, actually, where it was overly optimistic at the end of the year. Third thing is that, Maria mentioned earlier, is that the PPP funding wasn't factored into the revenue stream for KPFA. So any differences that you see between the national office year-to-date actuals and the KPFA budgets on the revenue side are probably due to that factor. I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000 difference. I think virtually all of it is probably accounted for in the PPP funding. And finally, regarding aggregating services, I agree completely with James, but I think Maria may have slightly missed the point in a way here, because I think what we're talking about doing is trying to create a national office that acts more as a unitary source for these things and not leaving it up to the individual stations. In other words, if we could aggregate the services that we were all using together and have the national office pay for them, then the individual stations wouldn't be involved anymore. It would just become part of what the national office did. And if that were the case, then if a certain station didn't pay its bills to a call center, for example, that wouldn't really matter as long as the national office had the funds to pay that bill and the station could eventually make it back up to the national office, that bill would be handled badly on Pacifica as a whole and certainly not on any individual unit if we could manage it that way. I think there's a great power in sort of aggregating these expenses where they're common to each individual station. If we all need the same things, then if we could work collectively together with all 50,000 members and the five radio stations, we could accomplish a great deal in terms of economies of scale and also just taking care of these problems with insufficiencies in the individual stations, because they wouldn't be acting as individual stations for these particular services anymore. So I look forward to the day when we can take the best of what each individual station has to offer and use it at the national level to create a better Pacifica. So that's my hope for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Beth, you're next.
Thank you. Yes, I had a couple of questions. Did I understand you to explain that in the past there have been problems with others taking or altering your budgets in some way? Is that correct?
Yes.
If so, then I completely understand your caution about revealing sensitive information. I can see how that would be a problem. Then that would be a breach of confidentiality, right?
Well,
so that would be a precedent.
Yeah, it depends, I guess. I don't know if it's a breach of confidentiality, but when somebody hijacks your budget and presents it to the governing board, you know, as what I presented, that's not right, you know. But
I agree.
And
I'm going to interject there for a moment and just suggest that if this was something in the long ago past, that it may I appreciate where Beth you may be going with this, but we certainly don't want to mention any names with regard to any of this, but unless this is a current issue or a problem, perhaps we should let it lie in the past. But that's just a suggestion. Go ahead, Beth.
I'm done. I just
to remember, Beth, the budget isn't really a confidential thing. That's another reason why I don't hand out the whole budget, is because there are multiple tabs in this budget, and part of that is benefits and salary, and that I do consider to be very confidential. But yeah, the budget, we're a nonprofit, so it has to be a public document.
Well, I'm just saying I understand why you would be cautious about
I appreciate
revealing
that. Thank you
sensitive information, especially given your past experiences of breach of confidentiality.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. I understood. Thank you all. I'm going to note that it is now 10:06. One moment, Sharon. I believe my computer's running a little fast, but I think it's by everyone else's time, it's probably 10:03 p.m. Eastern time.
9:59.
Yeah. I apologize. So we have about 15 minutes till the end of the meeting. I'm going to recognize Sharon, and then I'm going to ask Anita if she has anything she wants to say, and then perhaps we should try to get to a vote on this budget if we're going to try and accomplish it tonight before we reach our time certain of 10:15. And I know we have other items on the agenda that we spent a great deal of time talking about, but we may not actually get to. So let's just start with, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, thank you, James. And thank you, Maria, for like a clear explanation of the budget. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out that Maria, you know, that it wasn't a matter of confidentiality. That's not what the issue was. The issue was changing numbers. It was not confidentiality. Just want to make that clear for the record.
Thank you. Okay. Let me ask you, is there anyone else who would like to say anything at this point? Again, at 10:01, and rapidly approaching our time certain. Would anyone else like to speak on this presentation of the KPFA budget?
I'll comment, Mr. Chair. This is Anita.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I asked you to comment, of course. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I just want to comment that Maria has always been helpful to us, and certainly when we were first involved with Pacifica and trying to learn. But I would agree with the budget is exactly on target, no doubt. And Maria, we did update the central services, and I think I saw a $25,000 credit by your station, so you're correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But thank you for presenting tonight.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, Anita. And I will add that in prior conversations with Anita about this budget, she certified to me, and I hope I don't speak out of school, Anita, that there were no exaggerations or diminishments of actual numbers in this budget that she could determine. You know, the budget was pretty accurate, and the numbers were not distorted in any way that she could detect.
Exactly. Or inflation.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for confirming that. Since I took the liberty of speaking in your name, I appreciate that. So, is there any other comment? Hearing none. Shall we go to a vote on, and I guess we need a motion for this, and Arpal, we have, hello?
Hello,
I think we have standard language where we approve this budget for consideration by the PMB, for approval by the PMB.
Yes.
Do we have a motion?
Well, who's going to make the motion? Yeah. Who's making a motion?
Julie.
I'm
so going to
ask.
This is Sharon. I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the KPFA budget as presented.
May I ask if anyone would like to say that we recommend to the PNB that they approve the budget as presented? Arpal, do you have any more like regular language that we've used in the past?
Yeah, the major thing is we recommend it to the PNB. That's the main thing. So we approve the KPFA. What I have then is to approve the KPFK, let's make it FY21.
Thank you.
Let me write that in. To approve the KPFA, okay, one second. Draft FY21 budget. You said as amended. Was this amended?
I don't believe it was.
I said as presented, but you can take that out.
Presented. Okay. Okay, budget.
Just say the budget.
Okay. FY21 budget and recommend it to the PNB.
Very good. Is there, well, we don't need a second. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we can send that along to the PNB. Arpal, I assume you'll take care of that. Thank you so much.
No, you take care of that. I'm not the PNB.
Okay.
I can't even send the PNB emails that anybody will read.
I thought I could slip one in on you, but I guess not. Okay.
May I ask one other question? May I ask another
Teresa.
Question of Ms. Negrette?
Please.
Ms. Negrette, are there any national like telephone conferences with the other business managers that you sit in on, or do you have regular meetings with our IED?
No, not the business managers. Markeisha and I talk. She's with T, but no, we don't have. I don't even know if the PDs and the GMs are having meetings. I can't say for sure on that. But no, the business managers do not.
All right, thank you.
Chair, I'd like to move to extend for 15 minutes. This is Chris Corey.
Oh, my. Chris, I just want to make you aware that in 15 minutes, we're going to be actually in 14 minutes or 9 minutes, we're going to be out of time for the meeting. And we still have the ICFO report, the PPP analysis, monetizing the PRA, and reports from the stations on their budget timeline. So anyway, I guess I'm not supposed to do that when you say you want to extend, but I just want to ask you, you want to extend on the subject of the KPFA draft budget?
Not at all. I want to extend the meeting.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thank you. And I'll just not comment like I'm not supposed to.
It's okay.
That was a motion. Do I hear any? Is there any discussion?
Did I hear it stated again? Extend the meeting time by how much?
15. 1-5.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much more we can accomplish in that amount of time, but something, I would imagine. Anita is usually pretty expeditious with her reports.
Yes, and she actually expressed to me. Go ahead, Anita.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Am I excused?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marie. I assume so, unless I don't think anyone else has any questions, and we're done with that item. So, yes, you are, and thank you very much.
We
appreciate
your
coming.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you guys next year.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, right now we have a motion to extend the meeting time by 15 minutes, and that is not debatable, so we should decide it now.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate that. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll extend the meeting 15 minutes from, I assume, the 10:15 time certain.
Yeah, that's what that says, yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
So we go to 10:30 now.
Yes. Okay, so now we've concluded the KPFA draft budget, item number 6, and we're going to item number 7, the ICFO report. Anita, and I know you have expressed to me earlier that you don't have anywhere near a half-hour report, as Chris just suggested, but the time is yours, and you may use as much as you wish.
Thank you, and I will be brief. It was really more of an update. Staff is working on the February financials, so I'm hoping that I will get them this week. We also updated the central services schedule, and I realize that we did not send it out to the committee, but just for everyone to know, it is updated. I can send it out tonight. Audit is progressing. I did reach out to the auditor and to George. And I also want to introduce our senior controller on the call with me, Vicki Clark. Vicki, as all of you can imagine, does work with Basilica and also in the background. And Julia also, she's a controller. Vicki is a senior. Eventually, Vicki will pick up Tamara's work, so she is in training. Just wanted to clarify that. We, in fairness to her, of course, we're not going to throw her in until she is very, very comfortable, and it might be 6-8 months down, so not to worry. She will not always be on these calls either, unless she wants to. I am reviewing the budget for KPFK. Just to let everyone know that I am looking at it. I received it this week.
Right. KPF, Anita, can you repeat that KPF? Was it T?
No, K.
K, thank you very much. Thank you.
Could I ask where you received that from, Fred?
No, Barry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anita, I have a question. This is James. Are you saying that Tamara is moving on or something, that Vicky is going to replace her, or is Tamara going to be doing other things, or are we losing? Pardon me?
She will be. Tamara will be doing other things, and obviously we'll always be working with Pacifica to some degree. But I think what we realized when Tamara had a loss in her family, and I also was having a couple of very, very busy weeks, I really needed some people trained on this account. And that's really, and we do it for all our other stations, we really do provide redundancy. And as I might have mentioned, that allows us to take some time off from time to time.
Understood. How dare you, as I like to say. But, yes, I get that. Just one moment, Arpal. I hope you will give us sufficient notice of when Tamara may be moving to other items so that we can thank her for her work. She used to be the ICFO, and I worked with her on the audit committee, and I would like to, appreciate what she's done for us over the years.
Absolutely, I will. And again, it's not anytime soon, but I think it really, because Julian, I'll ask you if you're wanting Vicky to say anything. You know, we start training folks slowly. Vicky also comes from public media in Fresno, but she is currently living in Washington State. Anything else, Vicky, you want to say?
Very good. Anita, if you don't mind, I heard someone asking for the stack, and then we'll go to Vicky, if that's okay.
Sure.
Was that you, Arpal?
Yes, very fast. I wanted to say that I've looked at Pacifica's webpage, and I see that the FY18 and FY19, 990s are up there, and since I've been bothering people about it for months, I just wanted to say thank you, Anita, for getting all of that stuff put up there where it needs to be. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank
you. Very nice. Thank you. Go ahead, Ed. Vicky, now, you know, we'll throw you into the spotlight. If you'd like to say anything, please go ahead. And welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to say hello and just quickly introduce myself. I've currently moved to Washington State from Pacific time zone, makes it only 7:13 for me, so I'm not feeling it like you poor East Coasters. Like Anita mentioned, I have a public broadcasting background. I was working at the PBS station in Fresno for 11 years. I was the finance director, so I'm very familiar, and I was actually excited to hear about the radio station that you mentioned you guys are working with, you know. But I am working with Tamara right now behind the scenes, so just starting to get familiar with your account and the things, the scope of the work and things like that. So I just really look forward to meeting you guys, and thank you for having me tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I think you've waited for a long time for that introduction, and we certainly appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
And this is just a small taste of what you're in for, by the way. So thank you very, very much. Anything else, Anita or Vicky?
I don't. I think I did mention the audio. We're progressing. And another reason to add skilled folks to the table, if you will. We're finding more.
Yes,
and more
Anita, could you say something about, is Vicky part of that skill set, or what?
Yeah, she will be helping, but what she will learn is really how to do the month end, if you will, while Tamara and George, myself, Julia will be working on audit.
And could I impose on you to give us a very brief update on how the audits are going?
I sent an email documented because I like to operate that way to our auditor. He did not say that was not doable, so I did remind him that that was based on conversation with Lydia, so I wanted to see if he still felt good about it. And I don't think he actually said, no, I feel good about it, but he said it's doable. So as we move forward, I believe we have a call coming up of the audit committee that I will also participate on. Jorge will be on that call also, and I'm sure he'll get into specifics.
Anita, I'm a little cautious about your first impulse there to say that he did not say that it's not doable, which sounded a little more pessimistic than the later thing that you said. So what's your sense again?
I think he's going to do everything in his power to meet the deadline. I'm just reminding him of it.
That's all we can ask. That's all we can ask.
And that's what I'm keeping in front of myself and staff.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was there
this
someone
else?
Go ahead, Sharon.
Sharon. Well, I was going to ask about the audit, and I'm still somewhat confused. Now, what is the deadline? Because I thought that we were still waiting for the 2019 audit, which that deadline has passed, as I understand it, and the 2020 audit should be done by June of this year, if I understand it. So if we could have the deadlines and when the audits are expected to be finished.
So 2019 is scheduled for completion the end of April, and then the 2020 audit is scheduled the end of June.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? So why don't we go ahead now then to the next item, and that was number 8, PPP analysis, Lyndon Foley for 5 minutes.
The loan for 5 minutes.
Oh, yes, that's right. We substituted that. Thank you. The loan. So let's go on to the loan. Was there anybody who had we want to ask Anita to move? Again, we're out in public session. I want to remind everyone. Hello?
I'm going to step aside for the next 5 minutes.
All right, just I'm going to ask everyone to hold on for a moment. I want to remind everyone that we're in public session and we cannot discuss anything that would be considered in the nature of a closed session. Anything that was discussed in a closed meeting or anything that should be interpreted as confidential. R. Paul, was there an issue there?
My understanding is that this item is so that someone can make a motion that we have a meeting for part of the next meeting at executive session.
Correct. And that's okay. Good point. Thank you. So,
are we moving to executive session? That was my question.
No, we're just discussing whether or not we're going to have a motion to go to have an executive session in the next meeting.
I would like to do that.
And I would second that. By the way, is there any discussion?
Can we have some wording?
What?
I mean, how about, could I suggest someone make a motion that sounds something like to meet in executive session for X amount of time, fill that in, at the next meeting on the loan?
R. Paul, that's why we pay you the big bucks. Yes. So I would make that motion, or if anyone else would like to.
Well, before we have, I would just like to discuss this first, because the issue is that Chris Corey called to our attention that this is going to be approved at within the first week of April. And I know R. Paul, I think you said, oh, hell, we don't want to have, you didn't use the word hell. We don't want to have another meeting, but it seems to me kind of somewhat topsy-turvy for us to find out about this after it's already passed. So within a week or maybe 8 or 9 days, this possible refinancing of the loan will happen, and yet we're suggesting now that we don't discuss this until our next meeting, which is the 13th of April. Chris,
well,
maybe you have some ideas of what needs what you would like to know, and I guess my question is, does it matter to you whether we find out this information before or after this loan is or is not approved?
All right, if I could intercede for a moment, I believe the secretary told us, and I would ask him to reiterate, with the exact language, because I'm obviously chairing the meeting and I don't have that in front of me, but the exact language that we used to set aside this 5 minutes, and I believe he just said it was to decide whether or not we were going to discuss this item at the next meeting for 5 minutes, or, you know, in a closed session. Arpal, how does that comport with your understanding?
The motion,
as secretary.
The amendment to the law, the amendment to the agenda was to simply put in the loan in this place for 5 minutes. Now, my understanding was somebody was going to make a motion that we do this for the next meeting in the wording I suggested before. If people are going to make other motions, I guess they can make other motions and we can talk about it. But oh boy.
Okay, so
my question is this. Chris, you have suggested that it would be meaningful to you. I don't know what you think, what kind of information we would get from this information. Do you think it would be worth our while to wait until the 13th to get this information? What information you would like?
Okay. James, may I have the floor?
Please, go ahead. And thank you for asking.
You're welcome. So
I'm subject to people taking over what I'm supposed to do, and I appreciate you asking. And Teresa, that's my fault. I apologize.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope. Okay. So what I was suggesting is that if we want to discuss the proceedings of the loan and how the negotiations are going or whatever in closed session, that we really have to do it tonight or schedule some special meeting between now and April 2nd, which I think basically would mean next week, which I don't think anybody wants to do. But there's not that much to discuss. If we wanted to simply go into closed session for the end of this meeting and air the sheets, I think we could do that. And I think we could cover all the ground that can be covered in that amount of time. I say that with some reluctance because it discloses a certain amount about what is available in terms of information. But I think that it would satisfy the need that people are feeling to be informed about what the status of the loan is. That was my only observation/suggestion with regard to placing it tonight and what I was standing up for earlier, if that wasn't clear. So I guess what I'm suggesting is that I'm moving to go into executive session to close out this meeting, since we have 6 minutes left and it was a 5 minute item, and that we should adjourn from that closed session. But it's up to the body whether they want to do that or not. Thank you.
I second that motion. This is Lyndon.
Mr. Chair, can I have
That's
what
a
I
song, isn't it? I'm
can
sorry.
I
go ahead.
What I have off? For the motion? Yeah, what I have for the motion is to go into executive session to discuss the loan for the rest of this meeting.
Okay. Is that comport with what everybody understands?
I have an alternate motion.
I think that would have to be an amendment at this point.
Well, my amendment.
She could offer
would be
a substitute.
My amendment.
Well,
would
substitute.
Be
thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Substitute motion would be that we have a meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Tuesday, the 30th. That's a half an hour before the Strategic Planning Committee. And then if the executive director wanted to come on the call, she could.
I appreciate that thought.
But I'm only speaking because I'm not privy to anything that you PNB people do. You might have all the answers or just what you know, whatever. You might have it, and I don't
know. I understand. I understand the dilemma. I understand the dilemma. Go ahead, Beth.
If we were to schedule that meeting for next Tuesday, then that would also allow us to get signed confidentiality statements in place so that it wouldn't be an issue again. And we would have dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and reduced that liability. So I could support that. I've got to be at that strategic planning meeting anyway. So.
Thank you, Beth.
Sharon for the stack.
Go ahead, Sharon.
And our poll for stack.
And our poll. Go ahead.
His suggestion was just the basic information that he wants to provide in the next 5 minutes, which I think we should just do and not try to schedule another motion. And this, like, ridiculous conversation about confidentiality is some sort of weird stalling tactic that I don't understand where it's coming from. It's very, like, politically motivated, apparently. But anyway,
Sharon, please come to order. Sharon, please come to
order. Why do you constantly interrupt me? I am just saying.
Because I'm asking you not to characterize the nature of other people's comments. You did. You said it was ridiculous. And then you said whatever about their motives were. That's inappropriate. Please just make your statement and try to avoid those things. Go ahead.
Okay, I will try to avoid that. I have already made the point that if this confidentiality issue is going to be brought up, instead of, like, always sidling sideways, let's address it head on, which is what I am trying to do. And I've already stated that if it's going to happen this way, it starts at the PNB. Anita has already suggested that they have forms that can be done, and it is not appropriate for somebody who is merely a committee member to start trying to implement policies across Pacifica. And I really just want to reiterate that, again, we are just wasting time. If we could have just heard what Chris wanted to say, we could be finished, you know, in 2 minutes. It's probably not that big a deal. And I really just think it's all just getting blown way out of proportion. I mean, it's just give us some basic information, and then maybe we'll be done with the subject.
Thank you. Who is next, if anyone?
I am.
Our Paul.
Our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I want to go with Chris's motion. We can go into an executive session, spend some amount of time. I don't think it's going to be a ton of time, and I don't think – I agree. I don't – from what I know, this isn't going to be a gigantic amount of information we're going to get. So I think I can go with that, and I don't support the substitute. I do support the main motion to go into executive session tonight. I'm done.
Thank you. I must say I'm inclined to agree. Anyone else?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
I want to make a statement for the record, and I'll send a copy to our Paul for the minutes. For the record, bogus, unsubstantiated accusations, gratuitous insult, innuendo, name-calling, condescension, and ad hominem attacks all are forms of verbal abuse and create a hostile workplace. No one should be subject to such abuse in the course of conducting our business together. I object to being so addressed more than once by colleague Sharon Adams in the course of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Since the minutes were mentioned there, statements don't go into the minutes unless the body votes to put a statement in the minutes. So I just want people to understand that.
Understood. Okay, Beth, I believe that was just a statement on your part, not a motion. Is that correct?
For the moment, yes, but I'm going to check Robert's rules. I know the rule, the parliamentary procedure I'm more accustomed to are, is the Brown Act out here in California, where if I make a statement and state that it's for the record and submit it in writing during the session, then it does become a part of the permanent record. But I will check the rules before I insist.
Fine. Okay, thank
Otherwise,
you.
I'll find another public way to make this statement. This is, I have been subject to this kind of verbal abuse since the time I got up this morning, all the livelong day. It's every day since I got to Pacifica, and I'm absolutely, utterly sick of it. I'm going to get off now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Okay, R. Paul, where are we again, if I may ask?
Okay, there's a main motion on the floor from Chris to go into executive session to discuss the loan for the rest of this meeting. And then there is a substitute from Teresa that says to have the meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on March 30th. And if the executive director wants to come on the call, she could.
So well, shall we go to the substitute first?
I would withdraw my motion, my substitute motion if I could.
Sure you can.
Okay.
It's okay by me. Is that okay, R. Paul, or does that belong to the body?
It belongs to the body, but if there's no objection, it's withdrawn.
Okay. No. Any? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go to the main motion. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So now we have to address Fred. Thank you, Fred, for everything you're doing. And ask him to take us off the stream so for the remainder of the meeting we can go into executive session.
Okay, I'm cutting the stream right now.